Hello, this is Chloe Smith, and welcome to the final episode of our three-part podcast series, Living with Epilepsy, the Student Experience. This episode is called Epilepsy and the Student Social Life, which will cover the ways epilepsy can affect a student's social life. It's important to continue to spend time with family and friends during university or college and not get too wrapped up in your studies. And having epilepsy can be very isolating, so it is essential to socialize and take time for things that you enjoy. Socializing is a big part of the student experience, especially in September during freshers when everyone attends student events and nightclubs. In spaces like this, there are a lot of risks for people with epilepsy, and being aware of this can put someone off from going out and enjoying themselves. So let's talk about how a person with epilepsy can enjoy the nightlife safely. First, always remember to take your anti-epilepsy medication. It's very important that you take your medication regularly and on time, so you can go out and enjoy doing things you love without being afraid of having a seizure. Also, make sure that you are well rested, hydrated, and have food in your stomach. And of course, please drink responsibly. For many people with epilepsy, alcohol can increase their seizure activity and can ultimately impact their epilepsy medication. Also, before attending a bar or nightclub, you can often find information on the accessibility and inclusivity on the venue's website. If there is no information provided on the website, there will be a phone number or email address you can use to contact the venues with any questions you may have. If you're photosensitive, there is often comments about the lighting also on the venue's website. If you are in a nightclub or a bar and are feeling unwell, please alert a member of the staff so that they can tend to any needs that you may have during that time. There should always be staff members who are trained in first aid, some of which will have seizure training and some will not. However, bouncers are often trained off the most updated version of first aid, which should include seizure care. Regardless of this, they are required to assist you in any way they can, so please always inform a member of staff if you are unwell. These are all things that you, as a person with epilepsy, can do to ensure you're enjoying the nightlife safely, but there are also things that staff members of the venue can do too.
Recently, George and Denny of the Glasgow-based DJ collective Elysium held an epilepsy frenzy club night at Edinburgh's Mash House. To do this, they collaborated with Epilepsy Scotland and one of the Mash House managers, Monica. Now we will hear from Monica to provide us with more information on how this event was made epilepsy friendly. So, Monica, what was involved in the process of making this event epilepsy friendly?
So firstly, Denny and George provided me with three fact sheets on epilepsy, which included one for photosensitive epilepsy, one for first aid on seizures, and one on explaining the different types of seizures. I then read these fact sheets, which were briefed to the staff members working on that night, and this included all staff on shift, so bar staff, door staff, any other people working with the venue. We had signposting up also to encourage people with epilepsy to alert a staff member if they were unwell. In this case, we'd prepared a quiet room upstairs and had security staff working that were first aid trained and equipped to handle the seizures.
And did you find it easy to make the event epilepsy friendly?
I think once I knew a bit more about epilepsy, it turned out to be quite easy to do, to be honest. I think as long as you're provided with the right information and have people on site that are trained to deal with anything that could go wrong,
Yeah.
then it was super easy. And it's definitely something that I'd like to continue happening within the Mash House.
That's great. And finally, what advice would you give to any DJs, artists, or event staff who are considering making their event epilepsy friendly?
I think just having this idea set out from the start and making it aware to venue managers from the very beginning that it's going to be epilepsy friendly so that there's no confusion later on. Again, the way I was provided with information on everything, it's a I think that's probably a useful tool to give out to people, and then just confirming that all staff on that night will be aware of what's going on, just so it's kind of smooth sailing throughout for everyone. Another thing that might be useful for anyone wanting to run an epilepsy friendly night is working with the sound and light engineer. It means you can go through all the different lighting settings and pick out which ones are acceptable. For instance, anything slow moving or stationary is fine. Anything that is glitchy or strobing is probably not okay to use. So yeah, just figuring out what's okay ahead of time, and then making sure whoever is on lights that night is aware of this as well, then it should help a lot.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. And for more information, please check out the Epilepsy Scotland website and follow us on social media. You can also find our hashtag Student September on there too.